Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Do you have a loved one who went missing or was murdered while traveling abroad? Is your family still searching for answers? At the Last Trip podcast, we believe these stories deserve to be heard. We want to amplify your voice, share your loved one's story, and help bring awareness to their case. If you are a family member or friend of someone who vanished or lost their life while traveling, we want to hear from you. Your story could help spark new leads, keep their memory alive, and push for the justice they deserve. Reach out to us at thelasttrippodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @thelasttripcrimepod to share your story. Together, we can shine a light where it's needed most. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please make sure the volume of this podcast is set perfectly to your listening enjoyment. Please take your seat, whether that's on the treadmill, car, sofa, or bed, and buckle in for the last trip. My name is Jamie Beebe, and I'll be your tour guide, recreating someone's last days in paradise. On behalf of myself and everyone behind the scenes, please enjoy the Last Trip podcast. And because nobody likes a long flight to get to where they want to be, let's prepare for takeoff. Annie and Robin Corky set out on the trip of a lifetime. A luxurious island getaway in paradise. But on the morning of September 22nd, 2016, their dream vacation came to a chilling end. After a day of drinking and laughter at an exclusive resort in Seychelles, the sisters were escorted back to their villa by their personal butler. But they never stepped outside again. When the hotel staff finally entered the room, they found an eerie scene. Both women, fully clothed, lying side by side in bed. No signs of struggle, no disturbance, just an untouched room with two lifeless bodies. The autopsy tells us how they died, but the question that still lingers is why. What really happened to Annie and Robin Corky, and what secrets does their final night hold? For most of us, spending $2,000 a night for a villa in Seychelles is something unimaginable. But that's exactly what Annie and Robin were doing at the Maya Luxury Resort and Spa. Nestled on the pristine shores of Mahé Island, the Maya Seychelles Villas, formerly known as Maya Luxury Resort and Spa, stands as a beacon of opulence and tranquility in the Indian Ocean. This exclusive resort offers an unparalleled experience, blending natural beauty with exceptional service, making it a coveted destination for discerning travelers. The resort comprises 30 private villas, each thoughtfully designed to harmonize with the lush tropical surroundings. Guests can choose between ocean view villas, perched atop granite hillsides offering panoramic sea vistas, or beachfront villas with direct access to powdery white sands. Each villa boasts a private infinity pool, sun deck, and open-air gazebo, providing an intimate sanctuary for relaxation. The interiors exude sophistication, featuring thatched roofs, local granite, and bespoke furnishings that reflect the island's rich heritage. A hallmark of the Maya experience is its personalized butler service, from arranging the dining experiences to organizing island excursions. The dedicated butlers ensure that every guest's preference is anticipated and fulfilled, elevating the stay to an extraordinary level of comfort and personalization. The resort caters to adventure seekers and relaxation lovers alike. Activities include unlimited scuba diving and snorkeling, non-motorized water sports like kayaking and paddleboarding, and a stunning infinity pool with ocean views. The tranquil environment, along with daily wellness sessions, creates a perfect balance between excitement and relaxation. The resort consistently receives outstanding reviews from guests, reflecting its dedication to excellence. Travelers praise the attentive butler service, the serenity of the surroundings, and the exceptional quality of the accommodations and dining experiences. A stay at the Maya Villas is just one part of what makes the visit to Seychelles so amazing. This remote area is made up of 115 islands, famous for its untouched beauty, unique biodiversity, and luxurious yet laid-back atmosphere. Whether you're drawn to the powdery white beaches, the granite rock formations that frame turquoise waters, or the lush tropical forests teeming with wildlife, Seychelles offers an experience unlike any other. Seychelles is often considered one of the most breathtaking travel destinations in the world. With its year-round warm climate, crystal-clear waters, and diverse marine life, it's a dream destination for honeymooners and adventurers. The islands are home to rare flora and fauna, including the famous Coco de Mer Palm, giant Aldabra tortoises, and vibrant coral reefs, perfect for diving and snorkeling. Unlike some tropical destinations that are overrun with tourists, Seychelles maintains an air of exclusivity, offering seclusion and tranquility. The government has strict environmental policies to preserve the island's pristine beauty, which means visitors are treated to some of the most well-protected natural landscapes on Earth. Mahé is the largest island in Seychelles and home to the international airport. It's known for luxury resorts, rich Creole culture, bustling markets, and diverse landscapes. Some highlights include Beau Vallon Beach, one of the most famous beaches, offering water sports, lively beachside dining, and stunning sunsets. A haven for hikers is the Morne Seychellois National Park, featuring the highest peak in Seychelles and offering breathtaking panoramic views. Now, if you're interested in something a little more macabre, a short boat ride from Mahé is Moyenne Island, which boasts legends of pirate treasure and haunted graves. Local legends say that pirates from centuries ago hid vast amounts of gold and jewels on the island and placed curses to protect it. Many fishermen and visitors have reported strange occurrences like eerie noises and ghostly apparitions. In the 1960s, it was transformed into a private nature reserve, where visitors can encounter giant tortoises and visit the small cemetery, adding a bit of mystery to the island's allure. The Seychelles is often described as paradise on Earth, a place where worries melt away under the golden sun, where turquoise waters meet pristine white sands, and where time seems to stand still. It's a destination that embodies luxury, tranquility, and adventure, drawing travelers from across the globe in search of the ultimate escape. And for two sisters from Minnesota, Annie and Robin Corky, Seychelles was just that, an exotic getaway, the trip of a lifetime. But in a place where everything seemed perfect, something went terribly wrong. Let's get to know Annie and Robin Corky.
This is your official invitation to join me twice each week in the Red Treehouse, where I'll tell you scary stories to keep you up at night. You can listen to the Red Treehouse wherever you stream podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Pods, and YouTube. In every episode, we'll explore a brand new scary story or topic, including cryptids, hauntings, possessions and exorcisms, true crime, classic horror stories, and more. And along the way, you'll be challenged to consider what you believe. Does the paranormal or supernatural exist? Or is there a more rational, natural explanation? It's a scary world out there. Let's explore it together. I'll share the stories. You decide for yourself. I'm your host, Will. Thanks for joining me in the Red Treehouse.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Father's Day, when you ship UPS Air at the UPS store, your items arrive on time or your money back, guaranteed at no extra cost. It's like the father of all shipping services. It shows up to the airport way too early, just to play it safe. It's overprotective about all the things that truly matter, and it's always prompt, especially to be with family. Make it your first choice to celebrate your dad. Ship UPS Air with our money-back guarantee, exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Visit the upsstore.com/airshipping for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
Robin and Annie weren't just sisters. They were inseparable, best friends, bound by a deep love for life, adventure, and each other. Growing up in a big, loving family in Minnesota, their bond was unbreakable, and that closeness carried into adulthood. Annie, 37, was a brilliant professional at J.P. Morgan Chase in Denver, but her heart belonged to the ice. A talented figure skater, she grew up gliding across the rink, guided by her mother, a local skating judge. She was part of the Denver Synchronicity team, and her passion for skating mirrored her approach to life, graceful, vibrant, and full of joy. Annie had an infectious laugh, irresistible energy, and a way of lighting up every room she entered. She had recently fallen in love, and as with everything else in her life, she embraced it with open arms and pure excitement. Robin, 42, was the adventurous, globe-trotting spirit. A successful financial trader in Chicago's Wicker Park, she thrived in a fast-paced world. But her true happiness was found in the thrill of discovering new places. Fitness, health, and travel were her passions. She lived for the next adventure, the next destination. Robin poured her heart into everything she did, whether it was her work, friendships, or family. She was warm, compassionate, and endlessly curious about the world. Despite living in different cities, the sisters remained as close as ever, making time for each other through frequent visits and trips around the world. They were the kind of people who made friends wherever they went, generous, kind, and full of life. Whether it was a weekend getaway or an international escape, they cherished every moment together, always looking forward to their next great adventure. This time, their adventure led them to paradise, a dream vacation in Seychelles. The sisters called it the trip of a lifetime, a well-earned getaway to celebrate their love of travel and each other. They spent their days soaking up the sun, sipping cocktails, and embracing the carefree bliss of island life. So how did their trip of a lifetime turn into their last trip? Two sisters, best friends, full of life and love, gone without explanation. What happened that night? How did their dream vacation turn into an unexplainable tragedy? The official reports tell us how they died, but the real question remains, why?
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
On September 1st, 2016, sisters Annie and Robin set off on what was supposed to be the adventure of a lifetime. The kind of trip people dream about but rarely take. A journey through Africa filled with breathtaking landscapes, once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and memories they would cherish forever. They traveled through Kenya, Tanzania, and the exotic shores of Zanzibar, embracing every moment, every sunrise, and every new adventure. Their social media pages were filled with snapshots of joy, photos of sprawling savannas, pristine beaches, and golden sunsets. Friends and family back home in Minnesota followed along, envious of the sisters' fearless wanderlust. By September 15th, they arrived at their final stop on their itinerary, the secluded paradise of Mahé Island in Seychelles. The sisters checked into the Maya Luxury Resort and Spa, a 5-star retreat where private villas with infinity pools overlook the ocean. And at nearly $2,000 per night, it was the definition of luxury, exactly the kind of place where they wanted to celebrate their love for travel. Originally, they planned to leave on September 22nd, but something about the Seychelles captivated them. Maybe it was the tranquil waters, the feeling of absolute freedom, or the simple joy of being together in paradise. Whatever it was, they didn't want to leave just yet, so they extended their stay by 2 more days. 2 more days that they would never live to see. The sisters had spent over a week in Seychelles, indulging in everything the island had to offer. They lounged by the pool, soaked up the sun, and sipped cocktails on the beach. They were happy, carefree, and alive. But on September 21st, something changed. Hotel staff recalled seeing both women drinking throughout the day. It wasn't unusual. After all, they were on vacation, enjoying the luxury of their surroundings. But by evening, their carefree revelry had turned into something else. Around 8:15 p.m., a hotel butler escorted the sisters back to their villa. They had been drinking all day, and according to the staff, they were intoxicated, but not out of control. The butler watched as they entered the room and locked the door behind them. That was the last time anyone saw Annie and Robin alive. The next morning, at 8:30 a.m., the same butler returned to the villa. He knocked on the door but received no response. Assuming the sisters were simply sleeping off the previous night's festivities, he left without entering. At 11 a.m., he returned again, but this time something felt off. Still no response, no movement, complete silence from the room. Hotel staff made the decision to enter the room. Inside the luxurious suite, everything was pristine, undisturbed, eerily perfect. There were no signs of a struggle, no broken glass, no overturned furniture. Nothing to suggest the chaos of a crime or the panic of a medical emergency. Then they saw the bed. Annie and Robin lay side by side, fully clothed, completely still. No signs of distress, no evidence of suffering. It was as if they had simply gone to sleep and never woken up. Authorities were called immediately, but what they found only deepened the mystery. There were no illegal substances in the room, no signs of forced entry, no visible injuries, just 2 sisters, lifeless in paradise. The autopsy report would later reveal the cause of death as acute pulmonary edema, which is basically fluid buildup in the lungs, which can be caused by anything from a medical condition to a reaction to substances. But the true question was, what triggered it? Inside the villa, investigators found alcohol and prescription medications, but no illegal drugs. Both Annie and Robin were healthy, experienced travelers well-versed in international trips. They were responsible, successful, and lived life with intention. How could they have died together in such an unexplained way? Their devastated mother and brother flew to Seychelles, desperate for answers. But instead of clarity, the details of the investigation were murky, and authorities provided little information until the autopsy. The family learned more from news reports than from law enforcement. Eventually, their bodies were cremated in Seychelles, and a small memorial was held at the resort before their ashes were brought home. The sisters had arrived in paradise together. Now, they were leaving in a way no one could have imagined.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Even now, years later, the question remains. What really happened inside that luxury villa on Mahé Island? Two sisters, healthy, successful, and full of life, set out on a dream vacation, only to be discovered lifeless in a scene almost too perfect, too undisturbed, no outward clues that could explain how or why they died. The official explanation? Acute pulmonary edema, a condition that causes a dangerous buildup of fluid in the lungs, restricting oxygen intake and making it harder than impossible to breathe. Annie's cause of death was recorded as acute pulmonary and cerebral edema, meaning both her brain and lungs had swollen, depriving her body of oxygen. Robin's was listed as acute pulmonary edema, fluid flooding her lungs. Both conditions have many causes, but the question is, why did it happen to both of them at the exact same time? Pulmonary edema is often linked to heart conditions, but neither sister had any known health issues. It can also be triggered by blood clots, drowning, viral infections, drug reactions, even extreme altitude changes. But no evidence of trauma, drowning, or pre-existing illness was found in either autopsy. The theory that immediately raised eyebrows? A toxic exposure. Something they ingested, inhaled, or absorbed that caused their bodies to shut down. Something invisible, but deadly. The sisters had spent the day drinking, and by evening, they were escorted back to their villa by a hotel butler because they were pretty intoxicated. Now, that alone does not explain their deaths. But what if it was something they consumed? The idea of poisoning, accidental or intentional, quickly surfaced. Could it have been something in the alcohol? Counterfeit or tainted alcohol has been a silent killer in resorts and vacation hotspots around the world, laced with dangerous levels of methanol or other toxins. In cases of methanol poisoning, symptoms can start as mild intoxication before progressing to seizures, respiratory failure, and death. Was it something in the food or water? The sisters had spent weeks traveling through Kenya, Tanzania, and Zanzibar before arriving in Seychelles. Could they have contracted a rare infection or parasite, something that affected their organs in a way that standard tests wouldn't immediately detect? And then there's the environmental factor. Could they have been exposed to carbon monoxide, pesticides, or some other airborne toxin in their sealed villa? Certain toxic gases can cause fluid buildup in the lungs, leading to suffocation without obvious external signs. It wouldn't be the first time tourists mysteriously died in their sleep in luxury resorts with no explanation. As speculation swirled, authorities ordered toxicology tests, But there was a delay. Samples were sent to a lab in Mauritius, over 1,000 miles away, pushing back the investigation for months. When the results were finally released in December 2016, the conclusion stunned many. The sisters had died from a lethal mix of codeine, morphine, and alcohol. Their deaths were ruled accidental. It's possible they had simply taken Tylenol with codeine, a common prescription painkiller, after a long day of drinking. And what many people don't realize is that Tylenol with codeine can metabolize into morphine in the body. On paper, it made sense. Alcohol and opioids are a deadly combination, suppressing the central nervous system and slowing breathing to the point where it stops entirely. There were problems with this theory. First, neither Annie nor Robin were known to be drug users. Friends and family insisted that it just wasn't in their nature to abuse medication. Were they unknowingly given something? And then there was a strange post on Annie's Facebook page just days before their deaths, one that raised even more questions. According to Mary Jane Smith, a lifelong friend of the sisters, Annie had posted something unusual on Facebook. She wrote about hosting a full moon party at their villa, a celebration where they planned to get massages, enjoy the night, and even invite the hotel staff to join them. That post, Mary Jane said, was never mentioned in the investigation. But 2 days later, Annie and Robin were dead. Who exactly did they invite to that party? Did someone take advantage of their trust? Could they have been given something without knowing? Or worse, could they have been drugged on purpose? Despite the toxicology report, many remain skeptical of the official explanation. The idea that two experienced travelers, responsible professionals, could both accidentally overdose in the same exact way, at the same exact time, in the same bed, it just doesn't sit right with those who knew them best. Some believe foul play was involved, that someone inside the resort knew more than they were letting on. Others think the truth lies somewhere else, in an undetected illness, a freak environmental exposure, or fatal misunderstanding about the risks of mixing substances. The deaths of the Corky sisters remains a perplexing travel mystery, a case with no witnesses, no signs of violence, and no clear answers. They set off on a once-in-a-lifetime adventure, celebrating their bond, their love for travel, and their bright futures. Instead, they became a mystery that may never be solved. And the question still lingers in the air, like an unsolved riddle. What really happened to Annie and Robin Corky?
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Traveling to an exotic destination like Seychelles feels like stepping into a dream. Warm ocean breezes, luxurious resorts, endless cocktails under the sun. But sometimes, even paradise hides its own dangers. The Corky sisters were seasoned travelers. They weren't reckless. They weren't naive. And yet, something went terribly wrong in that luxury villa on Mahé Island. So what can we learn from their story? How do you make sure your dream vacation doesn't take a dark and unexpected turn? First, know the dangers of mixing alcohol and medications. Imagine this. Eve spent the day sipping cocktails by the infinity pool, the sun dipping below the horizon, laughter echoing through the warm night air. It's the perfect vacation scene. But what happens when alcohol meets prescription medication. The Corky sisters had both in their system, a mix of codeine, morphine, and alcohol. Authorities ruled their deaths accidental. Could this seemingly harmless combination have turned lethal? Most people don't realize that even common medications, painkillers, sleep aids, or allergy meds, can react unpredictably with alcohol. A single miscalculation, one seemingly innocent decision, can have devastating consequences. And in an unfamiliar place, far from home, the risks multiply. A silent threat to your perfect vacation can be having a medical emergency in a remote location. Pulmonary edema, the cause of death for both sisters, can strike suddenly, restricting oxygen and making breathing impossible. But what triggers it? Heart conditions, a bad reaction to a drug, something in the air, the water, the food? That's why having travel insurance and knowing the nearest hospitals or clinics isn't just a precaution, it's a necessity. In remote locations like Seychelles, access to emergency medical care is limited. Would you know where to go if something felt off? Would you have time? You should always know your surroundings. And what about security? At a five-star resort, you expect privacy, security, and safety. But luxury doesn't always mean protection. The sisters even had a personal butler who escorted them to their villa that night, which made him the last person to see them alive. There were no signs of forced entry, nothing disturbed. But who else had access? Who else might have entered while they slept? How can you protect yourself when the very people meant to serve you might have keys to your door? A simple door wedge or secondary lock can mean the difference between safety and vulnerability. Also, be aware of invitations you accept and the ones you extend. The Corky sisters weren't just keeping to themselves. They were social, friendly, and inviting. Before their deaths, they had planned a full moon party at their villa and invited the resort staff to join. 2 days later, they were dead. Was it an innocent gathering that never happened, or did someone take them up on their offer? Meeting new people is part of the magic of travel, but who you let into your space matters. Whether it's fellow travelers, charming strangers, or hotel employees, trust your instincts. If something feels off, it probably is. As always, inform someone about your plans before going anywhere. And check in regularly with people, even if it's just a quick text. Have emergency numbers saved, local police, hospital, and your country's embassy. Because if you disappear in a foreign country, who will sound the alarm? If something went wrong, would anyone know what to do? Because when things go wrong, the difference between life and death can be who notices and how quickly they react. And my number one tip to staying alive on vacation is to pay attention to your gut. If something doesn't feel right, it isn't. Two sisters set off on a dream vacation, only to be found lifeless in their untouched luxury villa. No struggle, no clear explanation, just the chilling reality that something went terribly wrong. The investigation uncovered a cause of death, but not a reason. To this day, the answers remain lost in paradise. If you were at the Mayan Luxury Resort and Spa in September 2016, or have any information, no matter how small, come forward. This mystery deserves to be solved, because no one should set off on an adventure and never come home. And finally, remember to leave a review and rate this podcast 5 stars if you like the show, or hell, even if you don't. Either way, feel free to let me know what you think. Please follow The Last Trip on Instagram at The Last Trip Crime Pod. And subscribe on Patreon to support the show. You'll get extra research, videos, photos, and updates, and even learn more about my personal travels. That's patreon.com/thelasttrippodcast. I'm Jamie Beebe, bringing you your last trip and signing off until the next one. Thanks for listening.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.